This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Get this, Senator Bernie Sanders just unveiled a new bill to establish a 4-day work week. If he did this 8 years ago, he'd be finishing up his second term as president.
Yes. Well, Joe Biden has a 32-hour work week. He's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Really just 4 days a week. Then back into the iron lung. My friend Jim sent me a photograph of a red baseball cap. Red baseball cap, like a MAGA cap, embroidered in white. On the crown is, "Make bacon 99 cents a pound again." Make bacon 99 cents a pound again. Living in Joe Biden's economy, it's Bidenomics, you know? You know how the Democrat Party is violent and they riot and they loot and they carjack and they shoot a lot of people? Boy, do they shoot a lot of people, don't they? You guys should stop shooting people, I think. That's a fact. Now, let's go to what's going on in New York. And then I would get some illegal alien news because the Democrats love more illegal aliens, especially cannibals from Haiti. Now they're spinning this, oh, no, no, those videos of cannibals eating human flesh, charred people in the middle of the street in Port-au-Prince. Oh, and also we have the mayor of New York saying that New York is the Port-au-Prince of the United States, which I believe means that Port-au-Prince is the New York City of Haiti. It's the New York of Haiti. And the way things are going in New York, I wouldn't be surprised if cannibalism in Times Square became commonplace in the short-term future, the near-term future, because completely nuts. Now, let's go to what's going on in New York, because in New York, there was a moment on the New York City subway yesterday. Were they legalizing prostitutes? Not yet. But in the New York subway, there was a man shot in the head. Michael Piercy and I just watched the video. Because, and naturally, there's video. Everybody on the thing has a TV station in their pocket. And two gentlemen, one of them with his girlfriend, had some sort of a verbal altercation. And then they squared off like a prison fight. And there's probably a good explanation for that. Swinging punches at one another. And, you know, while the train is moving, and the subway car is packed with people. And for the most part, everybody's sitting there watching it like it happens all the time, like it's perfectly normal. And there are two gentlemen, African-American, both in the subway car, largely populated by African-Americans, New York City. And the two gentlemen, I call them gentlemen, punching each other, grabbing. One guy gets the advantage, and he's on top of the other guy, and he's pushing him down onto the chair. And the guy who's being pushed down to the chair, his girlfriend, presumably, maybe his sister or something, but looked like his girlfriend, came running up behind, and she's got a knife. And she stabs the guy on top in the back, stabs him, I think, twice in the lower back, and blood starts flowing down and stuff. And people are yelling, but mostly people are just making videos and sitting there like it's no big deal. Then dude who got stabbed in the back is yelling and threatening the girl, right? And while this is happening, there's video of the crowd of people on the subway car who are all crouched down in the middle of the car on the floor. And you hear that, you know, people, mostly women, I got to say that you hear the voices saying, where are the cops? Where's the NYPD? And they're all crouched on the floor while this fight is going on. And then the woman comes and stabs the guy in the back twice. They called out the National Guard and put him in the subway, but then the Democrat governor did. But then the Democrat governor ordered that they not carry rifles because that was too scary for the criminals who rule New York City like barbecue and the cannibals rule Port-au-Prince. It really is the Port-au-Prince of the United States, America. So this is what it sounded like on the subway car where everybody crunched down on the floor while the fight was going on and the guy was stabbed in the back. Woman making the video with her phone, of course. The train. She's a little upset.
Where's the NYPD? Oh my God.
Where's the
NYPD? Close the door. Close the door.
Now, the fight is on the train, and apparently it may have started off the train, and then they got on the train. Oh, my God, close the door. Where's the NYPD? Where's the NYPD? And then after presumably the girlfriend stabbed perp number one in the back, the fight stood up again and moved to the back of the train car. And then things got worse because guy who got stabbed in the back, went over to his jacket, which was on the seat, and he is digging through and unzipping pockets, and he pulls out a gun. And now he's got a gun, and now everybody's flooding to the back of the train car because it's not just a fight and a knife anymore. Another day in New York. Remember Daniel Penny was on the train and a mentally ill street person that the news media turned into a hero and Democrats in Congress turned into a hero. He's a Michael Jackson impersonator. Yeah, he's a mentally ill person impersonator. And Daniel Penny, former Marine, stopped the guy, and the guy tragically died. He's fighting. He's crazy. And now they're trying to put Daniel Penny in jail because they want more of this on New York City subways. The brawl continues. Now the girlfriend is screaming, oh, my God, the guy's got a gun, and the brawl continues.
Let me out! Let me out! Let me out! Let me out!
Bang, bang, bang. There it is. Now, I want to point this. Michael Piercy and I going back and forth on this. The guy had his gun on the bench over there, and I thought it was a jacket. It looks like maybe it was in a compartment of his, a zippered compartment of his jacket. Now, when they put the National Guard in the subways, they've got a 100% bag check. It's not even 100%. It's a random bag check. And so they're checking bags. And I said this the other day when they implemented this and called out the National Guard. I said, so what, you're going to check people's bags, women's purses, because that's where the problem is, and men with backpacks. And I was making fun of this the other day. And I said, so you take your Glock and you stick it. I'm going like this with my hand, like I'm sticking a gun in the back of my my waistband. So you take your Glock and you stick it in the back of your waistband, or you get a mouse gun, a pocket gun, you put it in your front pocket. Or you get an ankle holster, and they're checking your backpack, idiots. So the guy had his gun in a compartment of his jacket, a zippered compartment of his jacket, while the Democrats are doing bag checks at the subway. Guy had the gun in his jacket, which is exactly what I said the other day. You're going to see it. It's going to be under your jacket. It's tucked into your back. Oh, here you go. Check my bag. You smile to the National Guard people. They check your bag. And, of course, what the Democrats did doesn't work. Their plan doesn't work because, what? Because they're Democrats. Because they're idiots. So three gunshots and people screaming and all the women screaming. And I love the, where's the NYPD? Well, you defunded them and you kicked them out of the subway. You people are unbelievable. You're such losers. Here's the problem. The problem is, you're criminals everywhere. You've got criminals all over the place, and you don't arrest them. The police arrest them, and then you let them go. You can chop heads off, and they release you without bail, or at least hide heads, you know, human heads. Amazing. Man is critically wounded in shooting on subway train in Brooklyn, New York. The New York Times headline. Woman stabbed man who was shot in the head on Brooklyn subway. NYPD, this is PIX in New York. So the woman stabbed man who was shot in the head on Brooklyn subway, according to the NYPD. A man who was shot in the head after picking a fight with a subway rider was also stabbed on a Brooklyn, and he was poisoned. So he's Rasputin over here. On a Brooklyn train during rush hour, and I'll tell you what, I'm working with my friends at Newsmax in New York, and I got a text from the, and they ride the subway and stuff, and I got a text from yesterday, hey, look at this, because they're always talking about what a nightmare the subway is these days. So a woman on the train was captured on video cutting the victim. You mean stabbing? 36, the victim, 36 years old, in Brooklyn, New York, rush hour train, with a sharp object. While shots rang out as the northbound A train. Hey, take the A train. just amazing stuff. So that's your New York City. The woman was with the 32-year-old man who allegedly shot the victim. See, the victim is the guy that picked the fight and pulled out the gun. And in New York, that makes you the victim because the person that you're violently attacking took the gun from you and shot you in self-defense. Now they'll put the person who is being attacked in jail in New York because they've lost their minds. Woman with the 32-year-old man who allegedly shot the victim, ironically, during the fight on the subway, police said it was unclear when the woman attacked the 36-year-old man. I saw it on the video. You can see where it is. The news people don't even watch the videos. They just write from the police report or something. Amazing stuff. Yes, it is. Authorities said the victim started the argument and pulled the gun on the 32-year-old man, who disarmed him and shot the 36-year-old man in the head. So how do you call the guy that picked the fight and pulled the gun the victim? Honestly, your brains are completely broken. You need to return them. He was still in critical condition at the hospital on Friday morning, the police said. 32-year-old shooter is in police custody, but it was unclear if he'd be charged. Now, the guy that yelled during the State of the Union is being charged. They're not dropping those charges, but it's a very active case, police spokesman said. Just insane. Authorities said the 36-year-old man was the aggressor and pulled either a knife or a razor blade before threatening the 32-year-old man with a gun, but the 32-year-old man grabbed the weapon and fired. Cops quickly apprehended the shooter at the scene. The shooter was defending himself from a criminal that attacked him and pulled a gun on him. But in New York, that makes you the bad guy because they're demented. Also, we've got, I want to share, I'm looking forward to sharing audio of the sheriff in Palm Beach County in Florida, where they arrested three illegal aliens. You'll never guess what they did. And the sheriff is very good. I want to share that with you coming up. Because there's lots of illegal alien crime news today that CNN and the Washington Post are hiding from under their covers. The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology, and Oxy technology helps to quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and a whole lot more. With thousands of five-star reviews online, it works like a champ. We've got two of them in our place. I'll tell you right now, any smell will vanish in just a few seconds with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, even Michael Moore is no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture because nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. Best of all, no filters to buy on a schedule and replace over and over again. Saves you money and hassle, big time hassle. Start enjoying your home again and get several Eden Pure Thunderstorms. Right now, you can save $200 American because you hang with me on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Put one in the teenager's room. Bring one to the office. You get 3 units for under $200. You can put them any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com on Al Gore's amazing internet and use the discount code Chris3, Chris and the number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris3. Yes, sir. Yeah, so that's the New York City subway. They deployed the National Guard. They took their weapons away. And they checked bags, but not jackets. So the guns are in the jackets, stupid. Honestly, every day is an IQ test. Please try to compete. Hey, it's Chris Plant, excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yeah, I'm going to have an illegal alien crime wave update for you. Now, it turns out we just got an update on the New York City subway thing, too. And it turns out, according to the NYPD, and they should know, the police report says that the guy number one, who's got a gun, attacks the other guy, who they say is Latino or Hispanic. And apparently the black guy goes to the Hispanic guy, who's pretty dark skinned, and he's yelling at him, and he says, "You think you're going to beat up cops?" he snarls at him. And the woman off camera then jumps in and says, "He thinks you're a migrant. He thinks you're an immigrant." This is the girlfriend, apparently, seemingly referencing the rowdy migrant mob who were caught on camera pounding on a pair of NYPD officers near Times Square in January. And then there's a lot of cursing. And the black guy's yelling at the Hispanic guy, "F your kind, F your race, F you." And then the instigator, the black guy, shouts at the Hispanic guy. As he hurled threats, the man then egged him on to stand up for himself. And it is, so this is a hate crime, I think, right? It's a racist hate crime by the racist hate crimey guy, who's the black guy who's attacking the video that I saw on the computer screen, a dark-skinned, allegedly Hispanic guy. Harrowing video shows men clashing moments before NYC subway shooting. It's the Port-au-Prince of America. As frantic riders scramble for doors, babies on here. There are babies on board. Babies on board. And it's true. It's fortunate that more people were not shot. But it is just a kind of another moment. And the mayor, who is just a piece of work and says New York City is the Port-au-Prince of the United States of America. The mayor is in on it now.
If you look at these random acts of violence, when I looked at this tape and broke it down piece by piece and frame by frame, it is clear that it personifies what our pursuit is in Albany around those with severe mental health illnesses.
What your pursuit is in Albany, you're the mayor of New York City, right? So what are you talking about the pursuit in Albany when it comes to mental illness? I think we should start with you, because that's not what we're talking about here. But okay, yeah, mental illness. How about this? You guys banned guns. How is it that every Democrat has a handgun in every city in America, even though Democrats have outlawed them everywhere? You're going to have to go door to door and confiscate them with the National Guard. Your Democrat Party. Yeah, it's mental, it personifies. Just get back to being mayor of Port-au-Prince. New York City mayor says New York City is the Port-au-Prince of America. And Port-au-Prince is the New York City of Haiti.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
And quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who is being talked about as a possible running mate for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running for the presidency, some crazy stuff. And they were mocking him last night on late night TV, like, "Yeah, when's the last time a Kennedy suddenly couldn't run for office? Ha ha ha." They all laugh. His father, Robert F. Kennedy's father, was shot in the head and murdered by Sirhan Sirhan, who the Democrats just granted parole to last year. Still haven't let him out of prison because they don't even make good on that. But I want to get into that, too. But right now, let's get to the Democrats because they're the party of crime and they're the party of illegal aliens. They're the party of open borders. They are the party of absolute mayhem from subway cars to our southern border. But never mind that, because they've got a news media that fluffs them and doesn't tell the truth about them. But Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, does say that New York City is the Port-au-Prince of America. So look for cannibalism soon in Times Square. Now let me get to this. There was a story last month here in Virginia. A Venezuelan illegal immigrant charged with sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl who he kidnapped and held at knife point. The illegal alien Venezuelan, because all the Venezuelan gangs are coming to, and we're told to expect now a second wave of criminals coming from Venezuela. Joe Biden granted some kind of amnesty or something to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from Venezuela just a couple of months ago. And this extraordinary story just last month of the Venezuelan illegal alien who entered the United States illegally and charged with raping a teenage girl, again holding her at knife point, in Virginia, which is not a border state. And he's a bad guy, but Joe Biden is the king of the bad guys because Joe Biden is the open border guy. Now, we've got an update today on a different story. Haitian migrant charged with rape of 15-year-old girl entered the United States by way of controversial parole program. That's Joe Biden's parole program. Haitian national Corey Alvarez pleads not guilty to one count of aggravated rape of a child after arrest in Massachusetts, which is not a border state either. So a Haitian immigrant now charged with rape of a 15-year-old girl in Massachusetts hotel housing migrants was allowed into the United States under a controversial parole program, Joe Biden, that allows up to 30,000 migrants a month to fly into the country. This is Joe Biden's flying them over the border program. Local authorities in Rockland, Mass. Arrested 26-year-old Corey Alvarez, a Haitian national. The Plymouth County District Attorney's Office said he went before the Hingham District Court judge on Thursday and pleaded not guilty to a single count of aggravated rape of a child. And they should probably let him out so he can roam free again. Amazing stuff. This policy of letting people go first announced for Venezuelans. And that's where we go to the Venezuelan raping the 14-year-old girl in Virginia a few weeks ago. Announced by Biden for Venezuelans in October of 2022, which allowed a limited number, hundreds of thousands, to fly directly into the United States, literally hundreds of thousands, as long as they had not entered illegally. But Biden flies them in, and did you check to see if they're career criminals or anything first? Just saying, and now here come the Haitians. Now let me go to another story. Because yesterday in Palm Beach County, Florida, where you have Palm Beach, where all the billionaires live, and Donald Trump has Mar-a-Lago and so on, and West Palm Beach, where everybody's not quite that rich, but the sheriff there is Rick Bradshaw. Rick Bradshaw announced yesterday that they had arrested three Guatemalan men who kidnapped and raped a woman. And now the sheriff, I've got to say, seems like a pretty squared away guy, the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, and he's the sheriff, and he tells the truth about a whole lot of things because he's not a lying sack of Jewia like so many Democrats got to be saying. And in fact, in Washington, D.C., there's a ridiculous story in the Washington Post today. Population rebound from pandemic continues in D.C. region, data shows. And this Washington Post story is so completely ridiculous that the increase in population is mostly illegal aliens. And the Washington Post is proud of it. Well, they say migrants, but we know what they're talking about when they say migrants. D.C. metro area outpaced other northeastern cities in population growth rates, according to analysis from the left-wing Brookings Institution and their senior demographer, William Fry, and added approximately 39,000 people to the overall population, with about 6,000 people, or a medium-sized college, into the District of Columbia alone. Most of that increase was driven by migrants from abroad. That means illegal alien gangs, no doubt. Now, speaking of the illegal alien gangs, they are everywhere. And I read to you yesterday, there's apparently a gang in Florida that has 250,000 members from Haiti. And the Democrats are waving them in again because they're here to destroy the United States of America. And before I get back to Palm Beach County, leader of Colombian gang, the Satans. The Satans. You know, the Democrats have after-school Satan Club that they push around the country. And they're filling the cities with illegal aliens. And then the Washington Post applauds it. Leader of Colombian gang, the Satans, that shot up a butcher shop during their reign of terror across the city of Bogota, is arrested in Texas. Venezuelan fugitive seeking asylum in the United States. Adar B.S. Paria of Venezuela was captured in New Braunfels, Texas, on Tuesday. This man is the second leader of the Los Satanas, that is, the Satans, the gang that operates in Bogota, Colombia, and in January was able to apply for asylum in Texas. The gang is linked to drug trafficking, murder on an epic scale, and extortion in Bogota. So the leader of the notorious street gang out of Bogota, Colombia, terrorizing business owners there and residents in the capital city of Colombia, was arrested this week in Texas, where he was seeking asylum. And the Democrats are all with him because they're mentally ill. I think every single Democrat must be mentally ill. Now, let's get back to Palm Beach and Palm Beach County. And the Washington Post, migrants from abroad. Post-pandemic population growth continues in D.C., honestly. All right, so here is the Florida sheriff, Palm Beach County, who seems like a normal person, a squared-away guy. The Haitian migrant raping a 15-year-old in Massachusetts, a Venezuelan raping a 14-year-old in Virginia. This is what the Democrat Party is doing to the United States of America. And so three Guatemalans arrested in Palm Beach for kidnapping and raping a woman there. And here is the sheriff of Palm Beach County, Florida, Rick Bradshaw. Holding a press conference yesterday.
I'm just here to deliver a message. And the message is, don't think for a minute that what happens at the Mexican border doesn't affect us here. Here you have three illegals that should have never been in this country that have committed a very serious crime, kidnapping and sexual battery of a lady. They shouldn't be here. This is the same thing that we saw where the student was killed by the person that was here illegally.
Lake and Riley in Athens, Georgia. Funeral held in Woodstock, Georgia, where I and my best girl have plenty of family members in Woodstock, Georgia. And Lake and Riley, 22-year-old nursing student murdered by an illegal alien from Venezuela. 14-year-old girl in Virginia raped by an illegal alien from Venezuela. 15-year-old girl in Massachusetts raped by an illegal alien from Haiti, where cannibalism is normal, and the gangs that run the country are now headed our way, and reports are that Joe Biden has ordered the Coast Guard to escort them to the United States. Just amazing. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, Palm Beach County.
For them to be in this country, to be able to commit these type of crimes is unconscionable. The federal government has put the American people in jeopardy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, who is that that has put the American people in jeopardy?
The federal government.
Yeah, the Fed, the Biden administration, the Justice Department, the FBI. It's Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has blood on his hands all over the place here. The Democrats have blood on their hands all over the place here. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw, after arresting three illegal aliens from Guatemala that kidnapped and raped a young woman in Palm Beach.
Forget about the 3 million people that came across the border, put their hands up to Border Patrol and says, I give up. You know, they get the cell phone and the gift card and all that kind of garbage. What about the 1.5 million people that they call gotaways? Those are the people that don't want to go to get caught by Border Patrol because they're cartel, they're gang members, they're wanted, they're packing fentanyl.
I believe the actual number is 1.8 million last time I looked. Honestly, from Bill Malugin at Fox News, he's reporting Department of Homeland Security source telling him, and Griff Jenkins, who's a friend, that the Haitian man arrested for raping a 15-year-old disabled girl at a migrant hotel in Massachusetts on Wednesday night came to the United States by way of Joe Biden and the Biden administration's parole program for Haitians, which allowed him to fly into the United States into JFK Airport from Haiti, June of 2023, with a 2-year parole grant. And then you go to a free place and you rape a disabled 15-year-old girl. And the Democrats then go get lunch because they obviously could care less. According to Customs and Border Protection, at least 138,000 Haitians have been brought to the U.S. since the start of the Biden administration's program in January of 2023. It's a lawful pathway, the Biden administration says, for these Haitians. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw in Palm Beach.
I've actually been in law enforcement for 52 years. This is the worst I've seen it. This is, like I said, unconscionable that the federal government has let this happen. These idiots in Washington, D.C. need to close this border. You know, if you got a leak in your house and water's going all over the place, you don't get a bucket and start cleaning it up. You turn the water off and you stop the leak first. In order for this mess to get cleaned up, they've got to stop what's coming across this border.
Our Democrat Party, Joe Biden, they're asking for your vote on Election Day this year. Just extraordinary stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah, a story in the New York Post today, Laken Riley's life, perfectly good headline, Laken Riley's life was worth no less than George Floyd's. It was worth a great deal more. He was a career criminal and a drug addict who effectively died of a fatal fentanyl overdose when his heart failed him. Just amazing. All right, let's grab a phone call, Michael. I got to get all out. It's Friday, you know, got to calm down for the weekend. Let's go to Michael calling from Springdale, Arkansas. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. I have a question about these Haitian gangs, and if they've taken over the country, why did they care to leave now? They're ruling. Why would they want to? They can do all their cannibalism, you know, all their bribing and pushing these other people, but why would they want to leave?
You know, maybe to get a nice cheeseburger.
I mean, if anything, we should be helping some of the Haitians that are trying to get away from these gangs and these cannibalistic people. Maybe there is some amnesty program, but I don't know why the Haitian gangs would want to leave since they've taken over the government. It's nice and cozy for them now.
Well, it's true. Barbecue and the Cannibals, which is the name of our new garage band, Barbecue and the Cannibals. They probably are going to stay because they're the king of their pile of excrement. And I don't think Barbecue is going to sneak on a boat, though he might. You know, and I guess the short answer to that, Michael, is because everybody wants to live in the United States of America except Democrats.
Huh? Yeah.
They're always threatening to leave, aren't they? They're going to Trump gets elected, Bush gets elected, Reagan gets, they're always going to leave the country. They never do. But I sure wish they would. And, you know, they're the Haitians, anybody in their right mind would want to leave Haiti. I was reading up on it. the other day, Michael, because Haiti in the 1920s was 60% forested. Now it's 2% because they cut everything down to burn everything. They've destroyed the nature. They've destroyed everything. They're surrounded by fish. Probably the fish don't even go to Haiti anymore. And they're starving to death in this tropical paradise where anyone else would be fat and happy and fishing and eating fruit off of trees. But they've wrecked the place. Now, look, when it comes to asylum, Michael, when you're fleeing a country that's a beephole like Haiti is, the law in the United States is you go to the first country closest to your country, which is going to be the Dominican Republic, where, again, my best girl and I went on vacation a couple of years ago. And then beyond that, you should go to Cuba, which is a communist paradise. And Bernie Sanders and the Democrats love it. But you, you're supposed to go to the nearest country. There are a lot of countries a lot closer than the United States to Haiti. But the Democrats are waving everybody into the United States. And you get this lunatic that Joe Biden flew into the country and gave him this amnesty or whatever it is, came in under the parole program. Why would he have to parole somebody if he is not a convicted criminal? And he's raping the 15-year-old disabled girl. And this is not even news. Not even news in the United States. The Democrats have made all of this perfectly normal. It's dog bites man. Doesn't even rise to the level of being a big story because of Democrats, Michael. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president some party or another, and the Democrats are trying to torpedo him, trying to assassinate him politically at least. And he has announced that he's looking at Jesse Ventura as a possible running mate. He was governor and a pro wrestler and a Navy SEAL. And Aaron Rodgers, the NFL hero. RFK Jr. calls Aaron Rodgers battle-tested amid VP talk. He stood up, RFK Jr. said. Now, that's enough for the Democrat Party's destructo machine to go after him. Even on late-night TV, it's time to destroy Aaron Rodgers, football hero, because he, you know, could be problematic for the Democrat Party. Jimmy Kimmel.
His finalists for vice president include quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former governor of Minnesota Jesse the Body Ventura. And he's also considering a pair of truck nuts dipped in ivermectin.
Now, let's jump to Jake Tapper, because Jake Tapper on CNN, an anti-journalist, attacking Aaron Rodgers. They're accusing him of saying that Sandy Hook was a fake where the 20 school kids were killed. And so they're accusing him of this. He's denied it up and down, but they're sticking with it.
This is where we are as a nation. We have actually as a subject for debate whether or not a vice presidential prospect thinks a massive shooting actually happened. Should RFK Jr. select Aaron Rodgers as his running mate, again, someone he describes as a battle-tested critical thinker, it might cost him. Mediaite is reporting the donors have voiced their discontent directly with the campaign, pledging to withdraw their support from Kennedy if he chooses Rodgers in particular.
Aaron Rodgers has very explicitly denied this, and Jake Tapper read the explicit denial and then literally laughed in his face and said, "That's not a denial," when it clearly was a denial.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.